Now, may I ask, in explanation of these difficulties, other factors of important concern. There has been general unrest everywhere, unrest throughout the world. As an illustration, may I cite the condition of government? I will cite only one, the condition of the government in Britain, which is supposed to be a pretty conservative country in many respects. While we have had but a majority of one, and have carried on for 4 years to that official majority, no less than 5 different governments have been in power in the old country. The government of Lloyd George was in office when we came into power. It was succeeded by the government of Mr. Bonner Law. That government was succeeded by the government of Mr. Stanley Baldwin, which went to the country and was defeated, and was succeeded by the government of Mr. Ramsay MacDonald. Mr. Ramsay MacDonald's government was defeated, and Mr. Baldwin's government was returned. These 5 administrations have held office in the old land while we have carried on government under the conditions which I have described. But if there is one thing... if there is one thing above another which the English people have made clear as a result of the many changes of administrations is this, that they felt it was in the national interest that a government that was to govern should have a large majority. And they saw to it, when they sent Mr. Stanley Baldwin back into power, that they put behind him a strong majority to enable him to carry out the affairs of administration as they should be carried out. You will find precisely the same situation if you look at the results in the last election in the United States. There, the people of the United States made it wholly apparent that three governments, the people of the United States made it apparent that a third party was not in the interest of stable government. That what was needed was a strong party with a sufficient majority to enable it to govern, as I have already said, without regard for any class, any section, or any group of the community. Now, ladies and gentlemen,